Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey from Wrigley Field on a beautiful day for baseball.
In Chicago, we got two baseball teams. You don't have to go far to find your field of dreams. The north side has got the Cubs, south side White Sox. Well, a lot of good men stepping into the batter's box. Ain't no reason at all to hate those other guys. We all dream of warm summer days and sunny skies. Gonna wake up in the morning with my baseball cap. Have a cold beer in my hand, a dog on my lap. Play away, play away. There are 162 games must be played. Play away, play away. Maybe a Subway World Series in Chicago one day.
It's not like I had a choice. You don't choose who you love.
And love can hurt.
For a Cubs fan, it can kill.
Over and over and over again forever.
Love's kind of like Jason or Freddy Krueger to a Cubs fan.
How long has it been since the Cubs last won the World Series?
Since before Fire.
Since before Cher.
It was 1908.
'08.
Guys were walking around in straw hats, suspenders, and handlebar mustaches. Girls too, I think.
The point is, it was a long time ago. A lot has happened since then.
A couple of world wars.
Several armed conflicts.
Skyscrapers. Jet engines.
The Great Depression. Something that all Cub fans can relate to.
Boogie woogie.
Rock and roll.
Computer chips. Internet chat rooms. And Chuck E. bleeping cheese.
But no championship for the Cubs.
Couple of close calls. Oh yeah, a few glimmers of hope.
Snubbed by that all-knowing prankster in the sky.
Probably a Cardinals fan.
Back in 69, 9.5 games up on the Mets in August. Finished 8 games out.
84, Durham versus the Padres in the NLCS. Oh!
In 2003, we could taste it. Up 3-1 against the... What was their name?
The Marlins? Who?
Where are the Marlins from? Florida.
They came back and beat us. Oh, Bartman.
I can't bear to watch.
We've had our heroes over the years, oh yeah.
Loved them all. None got the ring.
Let's play two. Ernie Banks, Fergie Jenkins.
Sandberg, Sutcliffe, Sosa.
Nowadays, it's Lee, Wood, Pryor. Injured, out like the team, 15 some odd games back in fifth place.
At this rate, the transporter is going to be developed before the Cubs win it again.
Long after it's ashes to ashes and dust to dusty Baker for me.
Am I better?
Yes, I am.
But I'll be with them right there tonight when they take on the Mets, no doubt.
What can I tell you?
That's love.
Hey, Cub fans, how you doing? I'm going to do this drill again, but now we got a little math problem for you. 10. 18, 29, 32, 35, 38, 45, 84, 88, 89, 03, and 07. What do all those numbers have in common, huh? Cub fans, every year you feel hope, but then Cub fans, all your team does is choke. Because Cub fans, you've been cursed by a goat and a fellow fan named Bartman. Cub fans, had a bad century, all the Cub fans, perpetual misery. 99 years is a very long time, many tears shed in the friendly confines.
Cubs beat Detroit in 5 in 1908. No one's alive who saw 1908. Tinker's ever stood chance, part of a dynasty. Who would have thought the last World Series we'd see? 1908, Ford built the Model T in 1908. We had 7 more tries before 45, but the Tigers, Phils, and Yanks kept on waving bye-bye. Kingman hit them out of the park after Hartnett hit them into the dark after Babe Ruth. They say that he called his shot with no cork. Roids like Sosa, Durham, the ball went under his glove. Frickin' Garvey didn't show his wife love. And then Dusty in the eighth fell asleep. And last year the Diamondback sweep. A quarter's what my seat cost. 1908, 12 series chances lost since 1908. Brickhouse and Harry, hey, hey, holy cow. Elias calling Wrigley a sucker's playground. 1908, we're drinking PBR since 1908. We've got the bleacher bums, Northside girls are so hot. While down on the south side, they all look like mod shots. Cub fans, our salvation is Lou and Zambrano. Took out a cooler or two, Soriano. He got hurt when he hopped, but Jim Edmonds could not be stopped. Dempster, he's pitching out of his ass. Carlos Marmol, he's throwing nasty and fast. And Ramirez, Kosuke Fukudome, Mark DeRosa, Soto Dealey. Ronnie, these Cubs are good in 2008. And how about Kerry Wood in 2008? Even though we're in first, winning causes me fear. I'm sitting and waiting a new curse to appear. 2008, 100 years have passed since 1908. You know any old team can have a bad century.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. All around his bed, his friends had gathered. They knew his time was short. And up on his head, they put a bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. And he said, "It's late, it's getting dark in here. And I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, just one thing I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League." He told his friends, "You know the law of averages says that anything will happen that can. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal. Well, that's what they did. They stole my youth from me. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy Then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse. But what do you expect? When you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups. Year after year after year. After year after year after year after year after year. Until those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and scorecards ready, then I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day. No lights. Have the organ play the national anthem. And then a little na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin. Six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play two. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt. And I'll be ready to die. Then build a big fire on home plate out of Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. And let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And as my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I'll come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut that out. They said, stop it. Boy, that's an awful shame. But he said, don't cry. We'll meet by and by near that heavenly hall of fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So that's just what I'm gonna do. And he said, well, you the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And then he said, play that lonesome loser's tune. Gosh, it's the one I like the best. He closed his eyes and he slipped away. Well, Mike, it was the Dying Cub Band's last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy. Now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League.
All right, now that I've got your attention, let me welcome you to another edition of the Bit Slap. This one's kind of special, and I will tell you why. First of all, let me introduce my musicians here. This is the from Symphony No. 6, The Thunderstorm, from Ludwig von, played today by, appropriately enough, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And if you're keeping score, Fritz Reiner is the pitcher, conductor. So today we have a what I consider to be a rather special edition of the Bit Slap because it just hit me like a ton of bricks that this is what I should be doing this week. Let me explain. It started out simply enough that last week I was going to do a salute to the All-Star Game. Bunch of, songs about All-Star players that you've known and loved all these years. You know, things like Jolton Joe DiMaggio, Say Hey Willie, I Love Mickey, things like that. All these songs about All-Stars. And I consulted my oracle, which I will tell you right now, one of my oracles is YouTube. And I started looking for stuff. And I kept coming across a weird phenomenon. There are a lot of Chicago Cubs fans out there writing songs to dull the pain, I'm sure, because it is not easy being a Cubs fan. I speak to you as a Mets fan. We have enough troubles, but at least we have a couple of World Series under our belt. Chicago, what do they got? They got crap. It's horrible. If you are a Chicago Cubs fan, I would love it if you would please get in touch with me, kbcradio@hotmail.com. KBC Radio is one word. And let me know how you do it, how you cope every day, how you wake up in the morning, how you turn on the game late in the day if you've had a tough day of work and now it's time to watch a Cubs game. How the hell do you do it? I am not making fun of the Cubs. Far from it. I have a lot of respect for the Cubs. After all, if it wasn't for the Cubs, the Mets would look a lot worse. But the Cubs have these die-hard fans, and I'd like to know how you do it. I'm really serious about this, and I have a whole bunch of songs here today about how the Cubs are great, and someday they're going to do it, about how the Cubs really suck, and I'm really surprised I even bother thinking about them, and stuff like that. So in that spirit, we started out with a greeting from Harry Carey, the late former broadcaster of the Cubs, passed away, I guess, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We heard something else from somebody anonymous. A lot of these are going to be anonymous because they were videos. That was Play Away. We heard Cub fans, a couple of words from some Cub fans from an ESPN promo. 1908 from Tom Latourette and the Dying Cub Fans' Last Request from Steve Goodman. And that's probably the only song you've ever heard from this batch today. So what I'm going to do is, as soon as I can, tomorrow, I'm serious, I'm going to put this all up on my playlist page because there's a lot of videos that go with these things. I'm going to put out links and addresses of the videos. You're going to have to cut and paste them into your address bar. But do give these things a look because it makes it a lot more fun to see them. So let's just get back to work here. We got another one from Steve Goodman. And please enjoy. Go Cubs.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gone.
Time is here again. just a game. For I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're a heel. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field, our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue. Give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. We are one with the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy and the old scoreboard. The same when I stared at as a kid keeping score. In a world full of greed, I could never want more. And someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. And here's to the men and the legends we've known, teaching us faith and giving us hope. United we stand and united we'll fall. Down to our knees the day we win it all. Yeah, Ernie May said, oh, let's play two. Or did he mean 200 years? In the same ballpark, a diamond, our jewel. The home of our joy and our tears. Been traditions and wishes made new, a place where our grandfathers, fathers, they grew, a spiritual feeling if I ever knew. And if you ain't been, I am sorry for you. When the day comes for that last winning run, and I'm crying and covered in beer, I look to the sky and know I was right to think someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, 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 someday we'll go all the way.
Come on down. Hey, hey, holy cow. Standing next to you, so look at us now. Chicago's wind. Maybe Jack called in a favor, and Harry put the good word in.
King announces the Radio Meal Combo.
He might steal.
Now you can catch the Cubs anywhere all season long with your Cubs Ear Radio for only $1.29 when you buy any large sandwich, large fries, and any medium soft drink.
He's gonna go.
Get your Cubs radio at any participating Burger King, but hurry, supplies are limited.
There he goes! Hey!
At $1.29, it's a steal.
Hey, hey, holy cow. Cubs are gonna win it here and now. Cubs are gonna
win it.
Shake it like you own it. Shake it like you own it. Make it like you ain't done it in 100 years. Shake it like you want it. Shake it like you own it. Do it like you ain't done it in 100 years. Hey, hey, holy cow. Cubs are gonna win it here and now.
Cubs win!
Jim Hendry is the man.
like you ain't done it in 100 years.
Strictly faithful, always kept the spirit alive.
And now's the time, and here's the place we even up the score.
Sing it, sir!
The hopes are high,
and the pinnacle fly.
Oh, the Wrigley Field once more.
There's been a lot of talk about what life's at Wrigley Park.
But once we're there, boy, we don't care. We'll play it in the dark.
And one more thing before we leave that we'll be telling you.
We'll keep them flying high for Cubby Blue. It's been a long, long time since 1945. But the Wrigley faithful always kept the spirit alive. And one more thing before we leave that we'll be telling you. We'll keep them flying high for Cubby Blue.
Bow, bow, bow.
Everybody says this is the year. Let's go Cubbies, Ernie Banks and Ron Santo at the left field foul pole. Hop the L and head into the game. Wrigley's my home, from the bleachers to the Ivy Wall. Finally home, number 26 and 23, waving so majestically. Hey, Cubs, score some runs. Let's keep it going. Hey, Cubs, score some runs. Let's win the game. Hey, Cubs, score some runs. Let's go. To see them play, the Cub fans are there in Milwaukee, Houston, or LA. The Cub fans are there. Tinker to Evans to a chance, back to back world champs. Hey, Cubs, score some runs. Let's keep the faith. Some runs. Let's win the game. Hey, Cubs, score some runs. Let's go all the way.
Okay, take your seats here, please. Seventh inning stretch time. All right, I just want to warn you right now, I'm going to have a little bit of a surprise for you at the end, so stay tuned for that. Another thing, I will, again, ask for all you Chicago Cubs fans to please get in touch with me, let me know how you do it. It's kbcradio@hotmail.com, KBC Radio is one word, and I really, really want to speak to you, or at least hear from you. Find out how you do it. Find out if you know any more Cubs songs. God knows they must be out there. Playlist. We had another song from Steve Goodman. Steve sadly passed away. Some say it was a result. Actually, it was before the Cubs blew their playoff hopes in 1984. I believe they were up 2-1 over the San Diego Padres and blew it. Back in 1984, Padres, of course, went on to get annihilated by the Detroit Tigers. But still, it would have been nice to be in the show, right? So that was Go Cubs Go, Steve Goodman. That's kind of the official Chicago Cubs anthem now. Following that, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. Someday we'll go all the way. This is the optimism set, by the way. The Ides of March, finally next year. A commercial from Burger King. Tony Kellum, the dance beat version of Hey, 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 and Holy Cow. Another anonymous version of something called Here's to You, Men in Blue. You're My Cubs from Alan Barkus and Tony Sanchez, Hey Cubs. So that gives you a sampling of some of the optimism that's involved in being a Cubs fan. We're going to move on to the more realistic, pessimistic versions now of the hopelessness of it all. And just the mind-numbing grind of it all. You Yankee fans wouldn't know about this, but try it sometime. I mean, I heard somebody say today the Yankee fans were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They don't know what it's like to have a losing season in 40 years. They've had two or three maybe, but that's it. A lot of props go out to the late George Steinbrenner for that, but we're not here to bury George. We're here to resurrect the Cubs if we can. And so we have a bunch of sad songs about how the Cubs really kind of suck. And like I said, I'm not making fun of the Cubs. I feel for you guys. I really, really do. But the fact is, it's got to be tough. So here we go with some more. Make the best of it.
Go, Cubs, go. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. This year I thought they had a chance. The good old Cubs would make us dance, and maybe we'd be happy for a while. But this August made me shiver with each loss that they delivered. Bad news on the sports page, one more ugly blown save. Can't remember if I cried as I sat and watched their latest slide, but something touched me deep inside the day the season died. So bye-bye to 2009. First place while it lasted was sure feeling fine. Emily Chubb bombs chug their beer behind vines, singing this'll be the day the season dies. This'll be the day the season dies. Did Greg blow another save? Good Lord, man, our close is late. Well, the box score tells me so. Did you believe he could get on a roll? Three outs seems such a simple goal. Someone teach him a changeup that's real slow. Well, I know Henry fell in love with him, Greg. Somehow fooled Big Trader Jim. We got rid of Kerry Wood, but it turns out Greg's no good. It's lonely being a true Cubs fan when the bullpen sucks down to a man. They blew the game like no team can. The day the season died, we're stuck lamenting bye-bye to 2009. First place while it lasted was sure feeling fine. And bleacher bums chug their beer behind vines, singing this'll be the day the season dies. This'll be the day the season dies. I met a fan in Cubby Blue, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to Wrigley Field, where I thought the music could help me heal, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And In the streets the children screamed, Cub fans cried and poets dreamed. Not a word was spoken, Cub Nation had been broken. The three men I admired most, Ernie Rhino and Harry's ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the season died. So bye-bye to 2009. First place while it lasted was sure feeling fine. And Leecher bums chug their beer behind vines, singing this'll be the day the season dies. This'll be the day the season dies. We're stuck lamenting bye-bye to 2009. First place while it lasted was sure feeling fine. And Bleacher bums chug their beer behind vines, singing this'll be the day that I die.
We've had another season, another disappointing season, and here we go, wondering what went wrong again. Could not have ended much worse. Talk about a sad verse, but you know that's just the way it usually ends. I don't know why it has to be this way, but still I'm never gonna trade my Wrigley Field or my Let's Play 2 or my Holy Cow or my Boys in Blue away. 'Cause I'm a Cubs fan. Next year we're gonna get them again. And for the dreams of the fans that I never knew, I'll never give up on my Cubby Blue. I'm a Cubs fan. There's no doubt you're gonna know that I am. And I hold my head up high, even when I'm wondering why. I'm a Cubs fan. As soon as I stop hurting, my thoughts will turn to things I saw at Wrigley, memories that will last for years. Walk-off homers, great plays on those lazy summer days, and things won't seem as bad as springtime nears. And soon I will be waiting till when I can have my Cracker Jacks and Hot Dog Guys and Let's Play 2 and my Boys in Blue again. 'Cause I'm a Cubs fan. Next year we're gonna get them again. And for the dreams of the fans that I never knew, I'll never give up on my Cubby Blue. I'm a Cubs fan. There's no doubt you're gonna know that I am. And I'll hold my head up high, even when I'm wondering why. I'm a Cubs fan.
Well, his grandfather lived for 94 years and never saw one single ring. Now his beard is his son, will live his whole life and end up with the same damn thing. Nothing. It's hard to be a Cubs fan. He's fed up, he's tired and he's mad. It's hard to be a Cubs fan. It's hard for his son and his dad. Well, there's mothers and daughters and sisters and wives who give their whole lives for this team. Yeah, name MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, go Cubs, but end up with the same damn thing. Nothing. It's hard to be a Cubs fan. They're fed up, they're tired, and they're mad. Well, it's hard to be a Cubs fan. It's hard for their sons and their dad. Well, there's 84, 69,
2003. Ouch.
Well, every few years a new movie comes out. It reminds us how bad it can be. And towards every October, it's harder and harder to spit out those words we believe. Well, it's hard to be a Cubs fan. It's hard to be a Cubs fan. It's hard to be a Cubs fan. I'm considering blaming my dad and my mom. They did this to me. It's hard to be a Cubs fan. It's hard to be a Cubs fan.
Thank you.
Hey, it's playoff time on the north side of Chicago. We've been through this drill before, haven't we, my friends? But maybe this year, things will be a little different.
Just a baseball club, known as the Chicago Cubs. They haven't won anything since 1908. It's like their fate is sealed. Playing there in Wrigley Field, fans pray and wait in vain since 1908. Ivy growing on the outfield walls, fans peeing horse troughs, they've got no stalls. Emus Catulli, it says there in right, years go on and on and on and on. Cub fans drink. All around the friendly confines, there's yuppies stumbling in the night. Bill Murray, Jim Belushi, you know that Fox will show their faces. Don't let Ozzy or Coach Ditka sing tonight. Kicking dirt all over the place. Zambrano's punching Barrett's face. Henry paid millions for this year's team. Results will be the same. October's here, they're in first. But don't you know these Cubs are cursed? Wait till next year never ends. It goes on and on. Santo's getting nervous. His heart attack's around the corner. Bartman still curses them all. Please stop believing and wake up from your dreams. It's gonna happen, who are you crapping? They're the Cubs.
Come on, give it up already. How many times are you gonna get hit over the head with a hammer? It is not gonna happen this year, my friends.
Cubs lose again, and the season's over.
But far and away, the most obnoxious fans in baseball in this league are those who follow this team right here. See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose. You simply root against them. At the end of the day, they still are the Chicago Cubs, and they will figure out a way to screw this whole thing up.
They blame that goat.
Blame that old Billy Goat.
Oh, he dropped the ball.
I tell you what, anybody blame a goat for that long a loser?
That's silly.
Think so?
I know so.
The playoffs are underway. Well, you better get ready for a real short stay. Hey, Chicago, your team is gay. The Cubs are gonna lose today. We're singing
Joke, Cubs, joke. What a joke. Hey, Chicago, shed your tears. Same results in a different year. It's not bad luck. The Cubs just suck. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Blowing games since 1908.
They blame a goat that came to Wrigley. They've got the worst fans in the National League. Their stadium's old and it smells like pee. Just come on down and you will see. You'll see them
joke, Cubs, joke. What a joke. Hey, Chicago, you dropped the ball. I know who's going home this fall. It's not bad luck. The Cubs just suck. Hey, Chicago, it's just the norm. And what is with those uniforms?
World Series time is here again. Unless you are a Cubbies fan. So clap your hands and stomp your feet. If you love to see the Cubs get beat.
Joke, Cubs, joke.
You suck!
What a joke. Hey, Chicago, you've been cursed. You'll always leave the playoffs first. It's not bad luck. The Cubs just suck. Hey, Chicago, final out. Go stuff your face with Brock's and Kraut. Joke, Cubs, joke. What a joke. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Even your theme song is gay. It's not bad luck. The Cubs just suck. Hey, Chicago, have no fear. There'll be more games to lose next year.
You know, everyone is hung up on this 100-year thing, and it needs to stop. 100 years isn't so long. The Cretaceous period. Now that's long. A weekend in a two-room vacation cottage with your mother-in-law. That's long. The thirsty fella waiting and waiting for the Budweiser truck to come rumbling into town to quench his thirst. Waiting and waiting. Now that's long. 100 years is nothing.
Build a hospital at Wrigley, man, are you fucking kidding me? When was the last season without serious injury? D. Lee, remember Pryor and Wood? I think the broadcasters would DL if they could. Could have swore, bet my left nut back in 04, 05, Cubs are gonna stay alive. Oktoberfest telling everyone it's aight. Even Wood hit one out that night, for goodness sakes. Hey, Bartman, my fist still wants to meet your motherfucking face.
Man, they suck, or they're just bad luck. But they've been there for me, and I'll show. Let's just chill in the bleachers and get burnt up.
Where's the goat? Where's the goat? Grab a rope, grab a rope. Tie all the other teams up so we have just some hope, just some hope. Just a chance to do the World Series victory dance. Been loving them since diapers in my pants. The days of bad knees, Dawson, my boy Mark Grace, Sean Dunstan. Hail Joe Girardi behind the plate. How could I forget about first base? He was one of our truly greats, but still couldn't get all the way.
Even Cork Bax and Greg Maddux, Dusty Baker and Dirk Kick and Lou can't pull us through. But I'll tell you, I'll die in blue, waiting for our dream to come true. No, really, I'll probably die. I'll probably die waiting. But I love them. Watch out for this summer. Here we go.
And they suck.
Thank you. for the Cubbies 2008. You watch.
Cubs are losing and I got the blues and there ain't a damn thing to do. Muggy as hell, feel like I'm under a spell and I can't stop thinking of you. I think about the times when we fuss and fight about all the games that we play. I think about the future, it don't look bright, you know the Cubs are losing. Me and my belly are. You get to second base, we don't make it that far. You know it's not how it used to be. Not a moment's notice, no one ever told us, but it sure is something to see. It's like losing a game, leaving 10 men stranded. We never play on the same team. While trying, bottom of the ninth in the coast of the always a chance in a fan will tell you for winning the lottery. It's 13-4 and we're down to the last out and still the fans on their feet. We keep on hoping for one ray of sunshine, a little bit of sympathy. Oh, it's out and it's over and on to the next game. I can't take another season of this, oh no. Oh no. Oh no, oh no. Well, I'm older now and I know what I'm doing and it's not a whole lot of fun. I can't seem to pass the count of 3-2 with an occasional home run. But it's harder and harder to round the bases and home just don't seem the same. Sometimes I feel like I can't go on when the Cubs are losing. Oh, baby.
Let's see. Cubs are losing. How would you say that backwards? Nazoodler's buck? Holy cow.
Well, there are Cub fans all around the earth, and we'll stay Cub fans for what it's worth. We always say, well, hey, next year will be a brand new start. And the Cubbies, they break your freaking heart. Hey Cubby, you break our freaking heart. Ain't got no penance since 1945. You haven't won it since I've been alive. You raise our hopes, you come so close and then you fall apart. Hey Cubby, you break our freaking heart. Hey Cubby, you break our freaking heart. We've been with you through all the pain and tears. Even my grandpa for over 90 years. In 2003, his EKG went completely off the chart. Hey Cubbies, You broke my grandpa's freaking heart. Hey, Cubbies, you broke my grandpa's freaking heart. Yeah, happy Cubbies, you broke my grandpa's freaking heart. Yeah, happy Cubbies, you broke my grandpa's freaking heart. Yeah.
Yes, friends, there is hope, even in Chicago. A lot of people broke their hearts to write these songs for you today, folks. For good reason. They're Cubs fans. A moment of silence, please. It was just yesterday that the Cubs were up 3-0 going into the ninth inning against the Phillies. They blew it 4-3. What can I tell you? It's a tradition over there. And God, I really wish I knew how you Cub fans do it. KBCRadio@hotmail.com. Please get in touch with me. I understand. And I'll share your comments with anybody who cares to listen. We just finished a set of really kind of depressing stuff. The day the season died was Pablo Mania. Kevin Hendrickson, I'm a Cubs fan. He's got a whole album of songs about being a Cubs fan. I'm working on trying to find out a free way to get a hold of it. Kevin, if you're out there, let me know. It's Hard to Be a Cubs Fan from Ted Nordstrom. Tom LaTourette, Please Stop Believing. Harfax Johnson, Choke, Cubs Choke, with apologies to Dickie Goodman. Cub Fans Are Crazy from Sean Scott. Anonymous, Someday They'll Take Us Away. And another anonymous, Cubs Are Losing, and Me and My Baby Are Too. And Barnaby the Juggler, A Cub Fan's Lament. So I said I'd have a bit of a surprise for you. Well, the surprise is that we're going to be back with part two of this next week. Oh no, I don't want to hear it. I can do three shows if I want. That's how much Cub material I found on YouTube this week. And what I want you to do is check my playlist page for links to the videos to a lot of these. I won't put them all in, but they're worth checking out. And again, a reminder, you Cubs fans, please let me know. I will understand. I will not laugh at you, and I will not let anyone else laugh at you either. I will defend you. So until next week, please have a good week. Go Cubs, go. And let's go Mets. And a moment of silence for George, too. I'll see you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We got the set in, sunshine, fresh air, we got the team behind us, so let's play two.